What's up, my people? How you're doing? Hope we're all good. Happy new month. I mean, we're just in the third day of June, so I think I'm still permitted to tell you guys happy new month. And this is the first episode of the month of June. In the month of June. Anyone, Sha? This is just the first episode for June. Okay, so few days before me ended, or like last week, the matter has been the trending thing, or was the trending thing on social media. Everybody and everywhere, everybody started Facebook, everything was just they are settling matters. So many people are settling so many matters. So let me show people the matter that I settled when everybody was settling matter. And so the guy is cutting friend where one travel go park. He can't say make him buy recharge card, make him look for his phone. I say he no can't see phone again. No, as he tell him friend me he died the number, he can't ring for inside conductor pocket. Conductor, how far now? How come our phone can't ring for your pocket? Conductor, no grace say 90 phone, no, but he ring for in pocket. So, the place where they settle this one now for Wazobia Park. But me, I don't know whether they settle the matter finish because I just passed. Now, I say the matter been the happen. So, I don't know whether they settle and finish, but it be like I say they settle and last. Ah, oh, but man, Nigerians, you guys are just good. We just have our own way of killing boredom and making ourselves happy. And seriously, that is one thing that is one of the amazing things of being Nigerian. We just find our own way to ease our problems and our own situations. Because if you sit down and think of the whole thing of being in Nigeria, it can cause depression. So, beg me, just use this one, they're happy. Anyway, to the business of today, break up line. Yes, when I talk about break up line, I mean those things that, or those words that people say to each other when they are no longer interested in a relationship, or they want to call it creating a relationship due to happenings in the relationship. Maybe the one person is no longer happy, or one person has fallen in love with someone else, so they just had to say this word or have to say this word to call it quits in a relationship. You guys will agree with me that there are some strange ways and awkward things people say when they want to end a relationship. Like those things that you see just makes the other person wonder, like, what happened? Where did I go wrong? The person is just so amazed and shocked at the words that their other partner tell them when they want to end the relationship. Why some people don't even say anything? Once you don't call, they don't call. No call each other. Nobody is talking. Nobody texts each other anymore. Everybody just assume the relationship is over. I like that one because I call it mutual understanding breakup line. We don't need to talk. We don't need to sit down or tell anything. I just stop calling you. You stop calling me. I stop texting you. You stop texting you. Our relationship are finished. Both parties have seen that this thing will work. So they just died the thing down like that, even without saying a word about it to each other. Another one is the let's just take a break. Hey God, she been at school and said they take a break. I literally don't like this one because I feel it's just unreasonable that you're telling me you want to take a break from a relationship. Why? What happened? What is going on? I personally don't see this as a reasonable line because it's as if you're trying to be nice. At the same time, you're hurting the person. So some relationships go for a break because they want to settle some matters that they are having and all of that. But when it comes to that part, I feel you should use the word, let's give each other space, because we both know that things are not right. Let's just give each other space for a while and say, let's take a break. May I call that one polite breakup line? You don't want to tell the person officially that I don't want to break up with you, or I am breaking up with you, so you just say, let's take a break. Meanwhile, you know that this break that you're taking, you will never come back from the break. Then there's another one where both parties just said it's not working. Then they both sit down, talk about it, weigh it, and see that they've hurt each other too much. Then it ends with either a we can't do this anymore, or this thing can't work out between us. Yes, I actually like this one. They don't say, man, it's not working out. We've tried. We've weighed all our options. Nothing is coming. So let's just end it. Let's just call it quits. And both of them just tell each other, I can't do this anymore. Are you interested? Like, no, I'm no longer interested. And both of them just part ways. And that one is called macho breakup line. But you see the one breakup line that used to scatter my brain. Oh God, like, I do not like this one. It's better you even tell me let's take a break. You know, I said I don't like that one, but it's better you tell me let's take a break than this one I want to talk. It's not you, it's me. Oh, chai. This is very annoying and confusing. Like, which one is no you is me? What exactly are you talking about? What is no you is me? Should be we agree to be in this relationship together. So why are you suddenly telling me it's not you, it's me? What if you're going through, we're supposed to be in this together, let's talk it out, let's, you know, let's help each other, let's become perfect, let's go through everything together, and then you're not telling me it's not you, it's me. What is you that is not me? I really don't get this point. It's really not my perfect line. I do not like it at all. It's better you tell me, let's take a break, so that I know that, okay, indirectly you've broken up with me, and I won't have to sit down and be thinking there's no you, it's me. What is going on with you that is not going on with me, that has to lead to us ending the relationship? Anyway, Sha, I carried down my bogo streets, asked a few people what kind of breakup lines they've had. But before I tell you people their own breakup line that was so funny, let me tell you my own breakup line that up to today or to next year, the thing is to make me feel like I don't know, I feel so less of myself whenever I think about that breakup line, because I don't know what I did wrong. I know I may it have been a little bit dramatic or something in the relationship, or let my emotions flow at some point, but I mean, it got so bad where the guy had to tell me I feel like I'm holding on to something that is not mine. Okay, wait, so all this while I was yours, so suddenly I'm no longer yours, and you feel like you're holding on to something that is not yours. Wow. So I got over it, Sha, don't worry. For those of you that care about me, thank you. I got over it, but it's still very alarming anyway. I mean, how can you tell me I feel like I'm holding on to something that is not mine? Well, nevertheless, let me shout out with a few words I got. Someone said, breakup line is I need to focus on myself, you are a distraction. Well, this one can also be polite way. I mean, you just tell the person, I need to focus on some things, and being in a relationship right now is not what I need. It will hurt the other partner, definitely, but you're just trying to tell the person that this is not working out. Yeah, someone said, I try to love you, but my heart has other plans. You say your heart has other plans. I mean, which plan will your heart get apart from loving me? You tried to love me, but your heart, okay, so now your heart and you are two different things. So you are trying to love me, but your heart is saying don't love. You say I want to love, your heart say I don't want to love. And then at the end you have to follow your heart and say, I can't do this, I try to love you, but my heart has other plans. Oga planner, where don't sir? And as I said, after praying and fasting, I realized we don't have a future. That is sir, talk to me. So I can't say too much, yo. By that one, let God just reveal to you someday before you get into a relationship that, okay, which future do I have with this person? Instead of starting a relationship and then someday you call it quit because you feel you have prayed and you have fasted and you guys don't have a future. Yes, I don't want to hurt you. Man, I don't like that one too. I don't want to hurt you. Why would you be taking a decision for me? If I met you and I accepted to date you, I should know some things about you. I know that, okay, I am willing to take this risk with you. So why would you not wake up one morning and tell me I don't want to hurt you? If I know that you will hurt me, I should be the one taking that decision for myself. Don't come and tell me I don't want to hurt you. Hurt me. We will get there. I'll be fine. Hey, God. Try some relationship, Sha. It's really tiring. You deserve someone better. I'm not the one for you. Okay, well done. Should be the one that is all knowing. You've known the one that is good for me. You cannot tell somebody you deserve someone better. You're not in their mind. You don't know what they have planned as someone they want to be with. So you cannot use that as a line that you deserve someone better. How do you know you are not the better person for them? That you are saying you deserve someone better. I'm not the one for you. What are the survey you made, or the things that made you to say I deserve someone better? You are not the one for me. Or you are telling that person they deserve someone better. They're not the one for you. It's really sad, but then now let me tell everyone that it was so funny. Like, I was literally laughing. Person said, I love you, but my heart is no longer interested. Hey, God, hey, it's kind of related to the other one saying, my heart has other plans. I love you, but my heart is no longer interested. It's all right, God will allow your heart to be interested in some other things apart from me, Abby. Hold on, no problem. Anyway, guys, seriously, this breakup line thing has been so funny, getting so many reactions and opinions from people on awkward lines and strange ways they've had a relationship end. Tell me what awkward way you've had a relationship end, that awkward breakup line you've had, and you just kept wondering what kind of an excuse is this one. Let me know what you think about the breakup line. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And don't forget to like, share, and please comment. Thank you so much. See you all next time. Bye.